The summer solstice art hop in downtown Orillia helped embrace the arrival of the warm month Saturday afternoon. Molly Farkerson, who owns Hibernation Arts Gallery on Peter Street South, organized the event to get people downtown and into local galleries. People hopped from one gallery to another with the help of a QR code found on posters at each participating location. Those who purchased art were entered in a draw to win an artsy goodie bag. It happens that Father's Day is tomorrow, making today a good time to buy art, Farkerson said. The art hop got off to a slow start Saturday, which Farkerson says was due, in part, to the fact only four galleries participated. In other years, there have been more arty places who have taken part, she said. I think this event is just getting the summer going. The art hop gives people a chance to browse the always-changing inventory in galleries, Farkerson says. There is always something new to look at, she said. Maybe something new to buy, too. The next art hop will be sometime in the fall, but locals are welcome to stop in at local galleries throughout the year. Jamie Adams drove from Noaville, about 230 kilometers north of Orillia, to check out the art hop on Saturday. I love that every place is in one place here, she said. It's really easy to find art here. For out-of-towners, she says, the QR code system was helpful. I just love events like this, she said. I've seen it done in other towns and it's really nice to see the arts supported in different communities. Alex Henderson, a member of Peter Street Fine Arts Gallery and Studio, says the art hop is a wonderful way to promote Orillia's arts district. We have had quite a few people in today, he said. It's been busy enough between our regulars and about four or five new people coming in. He says the event gives local artists a chance to shine and show off their best work, especially after a tough 2+ years. Nothing has been happening for the last couple of years, he said. We will have the sidewalk sales and the Friday night sessions soon, too. Henderson is hopeful major art events like Starry Night, which was sidelined by the pandemic, will return this summer. That would give us a big bounce back, he said.